My name is Sean Becker. I'm from Vinson & Elkins in Houston, and I'll be introducing the speakers in today's afternoon session, the Litigation Strategies track. And I am assured that despite the fact that we're in a law school classroom, this will not be a Socratic afternoon. So our first speaker is back by popular demand, someone who gets rave reviews every year, Katrina Patrick. Katrina has been practicing for more than 25 years, initially started on the employer side, and then for the majority of those 25 years since, has been advocating on behalf of employees. She is an experienced and skilled employment litigator and a frequent speaker and commentator on hot-button issues involving employment discrimination. Katrina, all yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I have to give a shout out to David Lopez. I see in the audience one of my mentors from years ago. And I want to thank Amy for always putting me forward as a speaker, always thinking of me. I want to talk about settlement agreement terms. Yes, do you include them? No, stay away from them, or even maybe so. And I was assigned this topic, and I'm glad I was, because just afterwards, some important news came down. And so I don't know where you were on April 18 of 2023, but this year I was laser focused on watching my favorite news channel. And I was all ready to hear reports about opening arguments. The case was the Dominion voting systems case versus Fox News in Delaware. And I waited and I waited, and all of a sudden we heard breaking news. The parties had reached a settlement agreement. We know the terms so far, we know a few of them at least, $787.5 million to Dominion. We also know that there was some sort of acknowledgement, if you will, that maybe some of the claims against Dominion were indeed false. But that's all we learned. And for many people, we were left unsatisfied. I mean, surely there's going to be an unambiguous apology. Surely some accountability, some TV personalities will be terminated. But we may never know the full terms of that settlement agreement. So instead today, why don't we focus on that which we can control, and that is our settlement agreements moving forward. All right, so go with me to a time when you consulted with that potential new client and you signed the client up, you filed a lawsuit or you filed an answer, and it was hotly contested. There were motions filed and motions responded to. And finally, someone from the other side says, hey, why don't we go and mediate? Now, you set forth your mediation terms. And if you're not doing that, you absolutely should. And they were agreed to for the most part. And you are off to mediation. And you mediate well past 6 p.m. And then finally, there is this oral agreement. So I ask you, is it time for you to breathe? And the answer is no, no. In fact, it is time for you to really advocate for your client, because you owe your client a settlement agreement that is fair and enforceable. So do not take your foot off the pedal. Colleagues today talked about the new decision in the NLRB issued about severance agreements related to non-disparagement and confidentiality provisions. So I'm going to skip over that, and I want to just dive right into non-disparagement clauses. All right, I have never seen a proposed draft agreement that did not include a non-disparagement clause. And of course, we understand that employers are motivated. They want to make sure that the employee does not go out and say negative, critical things about the employer and its employees.